The next patient is Elijah Pugh. The last name is P-O-U-G-H. This is a clinical case of a 67-year-old African-American male that is a patient of Dr. Paloski. P like in Peter, A, L like in Lima, O, S, K, Y. That is referred to this office because of the presence of CKD stage 4. Period. Apparently, this CKD has been present at least for 6 months. We know that the patient has a history of arterial hypertension and hyperlipidemia that could lead to nephrosclerosis. However, the patient doesn't have any evidence of anemia. He doesn't complain about difficulty urinating. He has been drinking significant amounts of fluid, and he has a nocturia times 5 during the day. He doesn't have any problem passing the urine. In June 14 of 2023, the patient had a creatinine of 3, a BUN of 24, and estimated GFR of 22. The liver function tests are within normal limits. The patient has a thyroid profile that is in with a normal limit. The hemoglobin is 13.1. The hematocrit is 38.7. Vitamin D3 is 25. The patient had an evaluation of the pro-BN, like in November, P. It has a ultrasound of the retroperitoneum that was done on June the 10th, 2022, that was completely normal. We are going to request an ultrasound of the pelvis and measure the residual volume. The patient was complaining of swelling in the lower extremity, decided to go to emergency room on May 4th of 2023, he was offered to stay because they found the acute kidney injury. However, he refused to do so. Period. Taking into consideration that we don't have much information, we are going to do a comprehensive workup before we tag him as pure nephrosclerosis. Number two, the patient has hyperlipidemia. Number three, has arterial hypertension. I don't know whether or not the patient is taking any medication. He has a list of the medications that include furosemide 80 milligrams every day, hydralazine, and lisinopril 40 milligrams daily. I'm not going to change the prescription. I'm going to expedite the workup and see him soon back in the office. Following number, the patient has a history of congestive heart failure. Following number, the patient has osteoarthritis and multiple injuries in the lower extremities, including fractures, and it's difficult for him to walk. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to 50 years of smoking. Drinks alcohol on occasion. Thank you so much for the kind referral. We are going to keep you posted of the case. Paragraph, we invested 25 minutes reviewing the referral and the hospital information. In the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.